Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 421 for Monday, June the 6th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were higher Monday morning, taking strength from gains in U.S. soy and some speculative trading. Canola was anywhere from $4.50 to $6.50 higher, with the July contract checking in at $518.60 a ton. That's up $4.50. The market may have been undergoing a slight correction in the wake of Friday's losses. Malaysian palm oil was slightly weaker, but stocks of Malaysian palm oil are said to be at their lowest levels in 5 years, which was supportive for oil seeds like canola. On the other side, wet weather in Western Canada has eased concerns about excess of dryness. The Canadian dollar was higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less desirable on the international market. And the U.S. soy crop is said to be off to a relatively good start. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 14 to 20 cents higher, with the most active July contract checking in at $11.47 a bushel. The market received strong support from both commercials and speculators who waded into the action. The nearby month is higher than the deferred contracts, as everyone is trying to get their hands on supplies. The downfall of the South American crop is likely a strong reason for that. As well, there are concerns this year's crop in the U.S. could have lower yields due to excess dryness. Corn was 8 to 9 cents per bushel higher, with the July contract sitting at 4.26 per bushel. The corn market was also boosted by expectations of a hot and dry summer across much of the Midwest. Corn planting is expected to wrap up this week. Despite the forecast for dryness, there is still water standing in some fields, and that is hampering field work a bit. China continues to auction off corn from its vast stockpile, and that helped to limit today's gains. U.S. wheat was 13 cents per bushel higher, with the July contract at $5.10 per bushel. Floods in France and other parts of Europe are cutting into wheat production on a significant basis, and that was good news for U.S. exporters. India is expected to buy 2 million tons of U.S. wheat this week, and the market is also receiving some support from spillover gains in corn and soybeans. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, June the 6th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.